Our Father, we praise you. We love you. We bless you for all the things we are thankful for. We thank you for the Word of God, which is our direction, which is our comfort, which is our help at all times. And as we open the Scripture to four selected Scriptures this day, I thank you that these Scriptures will be like seed sown into the hearts of the hearers, and that the hearer will take the seed, appropriately so, or maybe one person would receive only two seeds, one, three, one. Maybe some would receive all four seeds. But this I know, that at least one of these four Scriptures will find that resting spot in all of our hearts. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was driving home a few days ago, a bird approached me, and it was like playing chicken. I was driving, and he was driving, and I could not change. He had to change. And just before impact, he burned it out. He flew over, and I made my destination. But as that happened to me, it was a very large bird, I might add, as well. I ducked because I just knew he was going to hit the windshield. On other occasions, I have hit these birds, and you have too. And the Scripture says that every time a sparrow hops the ground all around on the ground, God knows that bird and its predicament. I want to speak to you today as graduates. Congratulations, Mike, for graduating last night at midnight. And we have a lot of graduates here today. Michelle at midnight graduated. Thank you. And Jacob graduated. I graduated last night at midnight as well. Patty, you and Greg as well, Jim. To all of the graduates who graduated at midnight, you have graduated into a brand new week. And we think about the graduates who are going to graduate from high school this week. I want to remind you that we have graduated. We have graduated from last week to a brand new week. Think about it. This whole week, it's like flapping our wings. We have been ushered into a brand new week. We have graduated. And I want to speak to you on this subject. Graduates to wings. Spelled graduates. GRADUAWEGHTS. Graduates to wings. With this story to start with, it is a story. In the beginning of time, God made birds without wings. And they were beautiful birds. They were just hopping around the ground. They were pecking on the ground. They were playing with each other. They were having a lot of fun. But all their fun was just on the ground. They had beautiful feathers. They had good-looking toes. They were beautiful birds. They had sharp, keen little eyes. But they could not fly. And one day, the story is that God said, "I will let the birds fly." And so he gave to each bird a pair of wings. He laid the wings before their feet. And the birds looked at them, as birds sometimes do. Aha! Pecked a little bit. What is that thing? Poor cheery headed. And God said, "Little bird, pick up the wings." And they chattered back and forth and said, "Who, me? Me pick up these heavy burdens? Not me, coach." And so they still hopped around. And few birds, but there are actually walk. And they would come back to the heavy burdens that were right there. Finally, one bird got the message. And one bird said, "If he said so, I'll do it." And so with a great deal of strength from his neck and feet, and using his feet as well, he was able to scoop up those heavy burdens, that heavy burden, and flip it up, and it attached to this back. And, oh, it just weighed him down. And the little bird walked around with a heavy weight on his back. Finally, the bird used bird sense and learned how to use the weight. And the weight was transformed to a wing. And instead now of just hopping around or walking around the ground, the bird was able to use the weight that it said was such a burden and soar to the highest of all heights, flying around. Flying now because it had learned to use its weight. And that's why I say we have graduates to wings in this new week. And I thought of some burdens that some of you are carrying right now. I said, I'll present a message. I think God will help me to deliver to help one or two of you. And I said, well, it's not fair if I'm just going to help one or two because I have a lot of sheep. And so I say this. Of the four scriptures, as I use in my prayer, they have to find a resting place in your hearts. Because as I presented each one of you, without fail, this past week for the Lord, I saw in the scripture the weight that you're carrying, and it can be used to become a wing. As our graduates, that we're going to honor next Sunday, are going to soon learn, moving out from an existence of somewhat protection and protectiveness into the horrible world, we are not much different because we've graduated into this week of the world. And unfortunately, we're going to have to still live in this world, and it's going to be rough, and the world's going to put a lot of weights upon us. And so the teachings and the restraints of the people that have influenced our lives to this point in time will not be with us. But we have God's Word, which will be for all of our time. With your Bibles open to Hebrews 12. As soon as we graduate into this week, which was last midnight, the world began placing weights upon every one of us. And we're not to be deceived about these weights. Oh, they're very real. They're very real. And the first weight that I present to you is a weight of, are you listening? Discouragement. The weight of discouragement. People, it's easy to fall into the habit of doubting. It's easy to fall into the habit of fretting. It's easy to fall into the habit of wondering if God has forsaken us. It's easy to fall into a position where we are wondering if all of our hopes are to end in failure. We must refuse to accept this weight of discouragement. Instead, we say, God, we acknowledge these things are happening. But I'm going to take this weight that Satan is using to burden me down, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to learn to use it so I can make that weight a wing. Now, when doing this, the writer of Hebrews says, as for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. There are witnesses around us this day. And tomorrow, the world is witnessing us, as well as the crowd of witnesses in the heavens. So here is the admonition. Get rid of the weight. Get rid of everything that gets in the way and of the sin that holds on to us so tightly, and let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Or other translations say, let us lay aside the what? The weight that does so easily beset us. Why do we lay it aside? Simply because of this. The devil has got two tricks. Oh, he is a trickster. He's got two tricks. One of his tricks is to get us discouraged for a time
And during that time, we can be of no service to other people or even to ourselves. And so we are defeated through our discouragement. This is one of the tricks. And the second trick is to make us doubt. Because if he can make us doubt, if he can break that we have with the Lord, break the faith link that we are bound to God with, he succeeded. And we are walking around instead of flying around. And we're saying these weights are so burdensome. They are an obstacle. I don't want these things. And maybe you are thinking right now some things that are making you discouraged. My friend, God can use those discouragements. Take Theodore Roosevelt. It just dawned on me. I had two pair of glasses, and he had two pair of glasses. He had a reading pair of glasses that were very, very heavy. Weight. He had another pair that was very light that he wore when he walked around. He had two pair of glasses. One day he had a meeting, and the true story, he had these in his pocket that he used to read by. These were the heavy ones. And then he had the other ones on. And an assassin approached him and shot him. But he wasn't hurt, people, because the bullet deflected after going through his coat to the glass case that carried his thick glasses. And he pulled them out. He looked at them and they were injured, but he wasn't. And he made this press announcement. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, these glasses that I have always maintained and spoken, and many of you have heard me say this, as such a burdensome thing to carry around. I always refer to them as a burden, were the things that actually saved my life." Maybe you are considering something right now that is your heavy burden that's making you discouraged. God can work through that, people, and he can change it from the burden to the wing, because he's proven it over and over again in the Word of God. He is the encourager. Satan is the discourager. Don't raise your hand, but has this seed been a personal seed? What about the next one? Psalm 119, verse 71. I speak here of the weight of an illness. And illness can mean many things. Psalm 119, verse 71. The longest chapter in the Psalms. 119 it is, and it does have many, many verses, like 176. But in verse 71, it says, now we're speaking about the weight. And we have graduated into a new week. We may have a weight of illness. The scripture says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." Who wants to be afflicted? Who wants sickness? Who wants disease? Who wants illness? Certainly none of us. But yet, the scripture says, it is good that we have these things. I'm not calling those things good, but I'm saying that a person can take the weight and the burden of an illness and they can transform it to a wing. It can be done. Many of you have done it in the past. And the suffering that may seem like a tombstone hung around our neck, in reality, it is the weight that holds us down for a blessing. The next to the last time that I went scuba diving in La Jolla in Southern California, I placed around my waist weights, maybe a belt made up of many, many weights, so that when I jumped into the water off of the boat and went down to the bottom, I would go down fast. I wouldn't have to spend so much time floating around. It brought me down, and it was the needed weight. The weight served a purpose. The weights of illness can serve a purpose. God's purpose is that affliction can draw us nearer to God if we will not judge wrongly. There are people who are afflicted with illness and suffering and the like, and these are weights, but they can be used. They can be used for wings. Psalm 119 again, it's good so that I can learn from God. What about the third seed? Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And while you're turning, we're talking about the weights of, I suppose we could call this, we'll call it national situations, but I'm referring to situations in our town, in our county, in our state, the nation as a whole. And I don't need to burden you with statistics about all the things that are happening, but there are alarming statistics that have to do with the rapes that occur every minute. How many people have been killed in America since I've just been speaking? How many break-ins there have been? How many cars have been stolen? I received a whole list of these staggering statistics, and it's amazing. And for some people, they are saying, with their eyes on the world, unfortunately, oh, this is just weighing me down. This is weighing me down. This is weighing me down. And yet, Philippians 4:13 says, Philippians 4:13, I have the strength to face all conditions placed upon me as I have graduated into this world this week. I can face all conditions. How can I face all conditions? I face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. So when we see these statistics, when we see the evening news, when we read the headlines in the paper, there are many people, and they're Christians, and they told me this, they're devastated by what they read and hear and see. But like Paul, we say, these things don't move me. Now I am concerned about them. I will pray about them. I will do my part to change them. But I'm not going to be defeated by what I read, hear, and see. I will not let the weight of the national situation or a local situation hinder me. You know, if you turn to Psalm 91, let me say that there are two kinds of trials. There are two kinds of ways to get out of a trial. I speak from experience. No doubt as you hear, you will likewise have empathy. There are two ways to get out of this burden, this trial that is placed upon us. One is to simply try to get rid of it and then be thankful when it's over. And the other is to recognize the trial as a challenge from God, to claim a larger blessing than we ever had, and to hail it with a delight, and to hail it with as an opportunity to obtain a larger amount of God's favor. So the things that seem to be against us turn out to be the furtherment of our life with the Lord. That is why we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And so David said in Psalm 91:15, when they call to me, I'll answer them. Now, when they're in trouble, when our nation's in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them. I will honor them. And so, if there be people who are overly burdened by carrying a weight of the national situation or the state situation or the city situation, things that occur outside of our church and our home and even our life, there is his admonition. Through the business problems that you're having, this would be a national situation at home. Through problems at school, problems in clubs that you may be a member of, organizations, these are opportunities, not weights. So we could say, I will call out to God when I'm in trouble in these situations. And God says, if you call out to me, I'll answer you. No busy signals. No call forward. I'll answer you right then. It will be me who answers you when you're in trouble, and I'll be with you. I'll rescue you, and I'll show you how you can fly instead of walking. So we've looked at discouragement. We've looked at illnesses. We've looked at national situations that fit us at home. The fourth seed is this. It's what I call a weight of the darkness ahead. There are so many people who are so afraid of the future
Maybe you've never talked to people who are afraid of the future. Maybe you've never talked to people who are afraid of growing old. Maybe you've never talked to people who see the future is such a horrible thing and they can't see and they don't want to go. One person said, I'm just not going to move any farther until I can see where I'm going. And the Lord gave me this illustration of the train that leaves one city to go to the next city at nighttime. And the engineer fires it all up and turns all the systems on, and the light, a little powerful light on that locomotive, and it shines. It's leaving Salinas, going down to even stop in the olden days, like in King City. But you know, the engineer says, I can't see King City. I'm not going to move this locomotive until I can see where I'm going. But the other guy says, do it. Go by faith. What will happen? Well, as you go, the life that God has given you will progress in front of you. It is such a simple illustration, and yet we need to hear it because it helps us young and old. As we go with the life that we've got, it's like the train. It's going to give us life as we go. So for those who have this weight of darkness, it is to trust in Him in the darkness, to honor Him with unwavering confidence, even in the midst of these difficulties when you're in darkness. And then what God gives as a reward will be your faith. It'll be moving like eagle's wings, which is said to be given to the eagle the new strength that he needs. The weight of the darkness ahead. We move in the face of darkness. Darkness is ascending right now upon some of you. But in the face of this darkness, there is this light of the world. In the face of that problem right now that you are faced with, in the darkness of the problem, there is the light of the world, Jesus. In your vocation, in school, in marriage, in family, there is the light of the world. So I guess the conclusion is this, as the scripture says, here the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, keep His commandments. We can add, blessed then is any weight, however overwhelming, which God in His providence has seen best to fasten with His own hands upon us and our shoulders. And I think of the cross, the weight of the cross upon the back of Jesus. I think of the weight of the cross upon your backs right now. For unless you have a cross on your back, you're not worthy to be His disciple, it says here. Blessed is any weight that God sees fit to either give or to allow to be fastened upon you. He will bless you through it. My text is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And it reads like this. Those people, you, for example, who trust in the Lord for help, will find their strength renewed, and they will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow faint. Other translations say, blessed are those who will wait upon the Lord. The word wait is a very interesting word, people. It means to bind together. The word wait means bind together. We're talking about W-A-I-T now. It also means twisting. Twisted together. Blessed are those people who will wait for the Lord. Be twisted together with the Lord. To expect, to gather together. That's what it means. So he said, as he says, blessed are those who wait for the Lord. It is that picture of binding yourself together, twisting yourself together with God. And it says, you will renew your strength. In other words, it means to spring up. The word renew means to change or to alter or to go forward, to grow up. It also means to sprout. It says they will renew their strength. And one of the great things about the eagles is that they retain their vigor to great age.
Because in an older age, they molt, they shed their old feathers, and they get brand new feathers. And all of us are candidates for new feathers if we will wait upon the Lord. And while it may not be statistically true or accurately, there are old writings that say that every 10 years, the eagles fly toward the sun. They get as close as they can possibly get to the sun. So the heat starts affecting them and changes their wings. And then they spiral down and plunge into the sea. It's a fable. But in picture form, it is what we need to do as we get closer and closer to the sun of righteousness. May God teach us, this graduating class, into this week, the glory of the waves. And may He show us all this week that we can fly with Him. We can do that if we will go His way. It is the glory of the waves. And then truly we will be people who will use what we think has become a burden and will change it to a wing. And what are those things? Discouragements, illnesses, national situations, including your home, the business, the school, and the weight of the darkness that is ahead. Praise God. We've got the answer. It's in Christ Jesus, and it is before us because He gave His life so that we can go with Him all the way. Pray with me, would you? Father God, we thank You for Your Son Jesus. We thank You that He was slain before the foundations of the world. It was not just a spur-of-the-moment thing. Ordained and slain before the worlds were ever brought into being by the work of God. Thank You, God, that You have made provisions for every one of us and that You want to see us through all of the happenings of our life. And while we go into this new week, help us to realize that You are already in Saturday night. And so we're just going to go our race toward You, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, if there's someone listening to me that has never trusted You, has never said, God, I do believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and by believing in Him, I will have eternal life. May that person right now, in the quietness of their heart, just say, yes. Yes. I believe. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. One that I can twist my life with. One that I can grow with. One that will be with me through thick and thin. One that will be with me all the days of my life. I pray the Holy Spirit would encourage that one to make that decision right now. Thank You, Jesus. We praise You. Amen. Would you stand, please? You have heard me say, I think this is the most important part of the service. Because now you're going to have to make a decision as to what you're going to do with what you have heard, maybe experienced, or felt, or seen. What I'm going to do is ask that if you're here today and you would like to receive prayer, laying on the hands, anointing with oil, or to speak about a deliverance, if you want prayer in any form or fashion, we would like you just to come down to the front. And after you come to the front, we'll ask you to sit in one of these pews or go somewhere else in the building. And as you people see a person come down to the front for prayer, and if the Spirit moves upon your heart to be a part of the ministry, just come behind them, if you will. Otherwise, I'm just going to ask the Lord to give me the name of a person who would minister to that person. And then after the people have come forward, we're then going to have a benediction. And after the benediction, you're free to leave. However, we would encourage you to stay and have a part of the praying that's going on. You'll be blessed. The person will be blessed. What I'm saying is, after the benediction, you may come down to these people who are in various places and be a part of the ministry. God, in Jesus' name, I pray you would bless now those people who want to receive from you, and you would bless them with the encouragement and the determination to step forward, come down the aisle, in Jesus' name. As God speaks to your heart, would you come?